This is ATS member Freedom Iapi, and for the next few minutes I want to talk to you about democracy in action, EU style. Many of you should have seen either on ATS or via the mainstream media that the Irish people have voted to ratify the Lisbon Agreement. What you say? What's so strange about that? Well, a couple of things. First of all, very few of the electorate of the 27 countries' members who need to ratify the agreement have actually given their people the ability to vote. Secondly, this isn't the first time that the Irish people have been given the opportunity to vote on ratification of the Lisbon Treaty. They tried it 16 months ago, and after a fairly hard-fought, probably fairly acrimonious campaign, they rejected the agreement. So here we have democracy in action 16 months ago. The Irish people, having listened to the views put by the yes to the Lisbon Treaty and the no to the Lisbon Treaty, voted to say either as a collective entity, Ireland does not want to ratify the Lisbon Agreement. Okay, you'd think, okay, that means it's dead. Oh no, not when you're talking about democracy EU style. No, no, no. So now what happens? They go away, they talk about it, they probably tweak it so infinitesimally small that it makes not a jot of difference to each member nation. And guess what? The publicly duly elected government of the EU, they go along with this. So here you have a Taoiseach that has been elected by the Irish people actually saying to the Irish people in effect, in reality, guess what, guys? You didn't get it right first time round, so we're going to give you the opportunity to get it right. This is supposed to be democracy. This is what my forefathers, relatives in my family, and relatives in millions of people across Europe fought for during the Second World War, so that a non-elected organisation like the EU can basically turn round to an independent, democratic country and say, guess what? You got it wrong. No. That's what's wrong here. And it seems that the Irish Taoiseach and the Irish people have actually bought into all of this one. They're quite happy now to have voted yes to this one. Well, what's changed? Well, probably very little, except loads of scare tactics have been used. But fundamentally, this is not democracy in action. This is a European dictatorship in action. They didn't like the result, so guess what? They carry on badgering the people of Ireland until they give the right vote. I just speculate, what would have happened if the Irish people had said, no, we voted no first time round, we'll vote no again. What would have happened? Would it have been the end of the Lisbon Treaty? I suspect not. I suspect, you know, you would have got all the European Illuminati and all those wonderful people that live on the European gravy train would have said, oh, no, no, right, the Irish people didn't get it again. Well, rephrase the question and we'll come back to you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed that Ireland has said yes to this one, but I can understand why the Irish people don't want to go through this again. They've got more important things to worry about. They've got an economy that's been hit probably as hard, if not harder, than other economies in Europe. I do a lot of business in Ireland. I know, talk to businesses a lot in Ireland, so I know that most of them really don't care that much about this referendum. They want to focus on keeping the economy going, rebuilding the economy, rebuilding confidence, and keeping their businesses going. Yet their elected leaders so in bed with the EU dream. And in some respects you can see why, because Ireland, when it joined the EU, was a very big beneficiary of EU funding, and a lot of the infrastructure work that's taken place in Ireland, good communications, good roads, has been funded via the EU. Great. That surely should be the advantage of joining the EU, that a country that maybe didn't have the infrastructure, that maybe the major players in it, like, for example, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Belgium, the UK, Italy, would benefit from investment to bring its infrastructure up. And Ireland has benefited, and for a while before this economic crash, it was called the Celtic economy. It was growing incredibly quickly. You know, there was very good employment, and the island was seen as a great place to set up if you wanted to come into Europe, or just because they had a very intelligent, very well-educated workforce. But does that mean that the Irish people must forego democracy, the democratic rights here? No, of course not. What is more shocking is that the Irish government and the rest of the 26 members of the EU were quite happy to go along with this and not stand up and say, no, the Irish people have voted. We now have to go back and reassess this treaty and what it means to be part of the EU. So I'm talking, yeah, you could tell from my accent. I'm English, then I'm British. My government have been complicit in destroying democracy in the EU. They have absolutely gone along with this one. And in fact, in my country, I'm not even trusted by the government to have a vote on this one. They do not trust the British people enough to say, hey, listen to the pros and cons of being part of the EU, and you decide. Oh no, we're not trusted, because I suspect this government knows in its heart of hearts that the British people would say no. That begs the question, how many other countries in Europe, if they were given an absolute free vote and you had a debate, a time period where the no camp and the yes camp could put its arguments through to the people, I just wonder how many of the 27 countries would vote yes. Strangely, Germany, at the very heart and one of the powers behind the EU, didn't trust its people enough. France didn't trust its people enough. Another country at the very power behind Europe. Even people in the Netherlands weren't trusted enough. The Irish people were trusted enough by their government. They have an advantage. It's in their constitution. That still doesn't negate the fact that no other country said, I want to trust my people to make this decision for us. That to me, ooh, that really is democracy in action, EU style.